Hello and welcome to another episode of the FPL Hangover Podcast, where we raise the bar and lower the tone on things FPL related. We've got a mid-game week pod for you this week, folks. Apologies for not being around last week. We had work commitments, but we're back and we've still got the second half of Game Week 29 to see us out. Here alongside me is my podcast partner in crime, Paddy. How are you getting on, my friend?
Not too bad, Jer. It's good to be back. I did miss podding last week, Jer, but I know you had to get a wee procedure done down below, and I'm glad you came out okay.
Yeah. Dick enlargement.
And the tone has been lowered early this week.
Real early. I think that might be a new record. 47 seconds in.
But I just want to say hello and happy hump day to all the listeners who are listening to us on their commute tomorrow morning. That's better,
I like it. You caught me. I wasn't going to correct you that time. I wasn't going to correct you. I was like, nope, I've learned. He's prepping for the day after.
Yes, yeah.
And I've...
Yes. See, always thinking ahead. And of course, I want to say hello to the millions and millions of listeners watching on YouTube. We cheers, yes.
Yeah, if you like what you hear, make sure to hit the subscribe button. Although it's only a minute and a half in, so how would you really know? Hold off. Give us another 5 minutes.
Nah, fucking do it now, sure. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, game week 29. How were you prepped for, Paddy? Did you go into this week feeling strong, or like, because I wasn't chatting to you last week, so.
I did go into it feeling strong. We had such a long break before this game week kicked off, and I stayed away from looking at the app until maybe a couple of days before, and then I had a mad moment where it's like, no, fuck this, I'm making a transfer because it's going to bank me transfer. And then Martinelli for Bruno Fernandes, which we don't know how that's going to work out yet, but I see Martinelli went and got an assist.
He did.
Or was it a goal? Yeah, he got an assist. So at the moment, it's not looking good. But who's to say Bruno doesn't get like 3 penalties in the next game?
Yeah, I mean, did you watch the Man United match yesterday? Or Sunday, should I say?
I didn't see it all because I was out. My own son was playing a match. They won. I get
you.
More pleasure, actually.
How
I
dare
get
you
more
be responsible father,
Paddy? My son play. I know, more play football than I do watching Manchester United, I'll just be honest. But I heard that he was a little bit deep.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think United were... I mean, I would be more concerned about how shit United were in general on Sunday mm-hmm. than where Bruno played. I mean, in the first half, Ten Hag had basically put... Oh, we heard a bing-bong.
There's the spring.
There's the spring. For those of you who are unaware, which is probably everyone, because I haven't told anyone, but we're obviously recording this at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening, and the first round of... The second round of Double Game Week 29 fixtures has started, and we've got a little bing-bong to let us know what's changing. So, just so you know, Paddy, Watkins has just scored for Villa. 1-0.
Yes! Watkins! Shag me! I've got him.
Apologies for anyone's ears who just got blown off the sides of their fucking heads.
Yeah! Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So we should get a few more updates, hopefully, as we're taking along tonight. But back to United. Yeah, basically, they played McTominay kind of further forward of the three in midfield and played Bruno a little deeper in the first half. Not so much in the second half, but as I said, it was more so United just being really poor, as they kind of have been for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned because I did go in, you know, as a United fan, it was easy for me to kind of justify getting three players this week. I was like, yep, Shaw for my Arsenal defender and Bruno for Odegaard. So two Arsenal players out, two United players in, and now I'm thinking to myself, I'm lucky they got some decent fixtures because form I'm not overly convinced on.
And you actually captained a Manchester United player this week as well, didn't you? Sure.
I did, actually. Yeah, I went with Rashford. Seems like the most common pick. You went different. I was surprised. Mm. You're sitting on
McAllister. Yeah, well, you know, somebody has to have a big set of balls in this podcast. I know you're away getting a procedure to enlarge yours, but I was sitting with a few already here, so I decided to stick the armband on not Mahoma, like all the other sheep. I went out and got McAllister. And
I'm pretty sure there's more McAllister captains than fucking Mahoma at the moment. But McAllister got his last minute pen, and I actually, you know, yourself and anyone who did go Brighton cap, fair play. I didn't even realistically, yeah, sure, my vice cap.
Respect.
Yeah, vice cap is on a Brighton player, but I was, you know, assuming Rashford was going to come back injury free. I was never really thinking of anyone else. I don't know how much that was United bias and how much that was, you know, just thinking United were a better team, which I suppose is United bias. But either way, you know, I'll tip my hat to you, Paddy. McAllister sitting there with
Thank you very much, Jer. Let's hear the rest of your team, because I'm very eager, and I know you're very eager to let us all know your midweek overall rank.
Well, you know, I don't sing. I don't sing about ranks until it's all said and done. But
we might as well.
Apparently, overall rank gets clicks. You know, tits for clicks. If it's not tits, it's overall rank. I'm sitting on 89 at the moment. That's obviously with the couple of players that have started tonight boosting that up a little bit. Main stars, like, it's a pretty templatey team, but I got lucky with Eaton Pinnock and
there's the spring in my pants.
Eaton Pinnock and Brighton have a go. That'll be a juicy
McAllister
one.
Please.
But Eaton Pinnock and Mings, my two heroes of the game week. I did not expect a goal from Pinnock and a fucking clean sheet from Mings. That was pretty sexy.
And that's your second goal from Pinnock?
Yeah. I think anyone that jumped on Pinnock in and around game week 26 is double for Brentford. Which, you know, you can call it luck, variance, whatever fucking word you want to put in it. But, Jesus. Two goals in three game weeks? Where's that coming from, like?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So well done to anyone who went there.
I'm almost happier with...
Oh my god!
What's wrong?
Is that another spring?
It's not another spring. It's, an Irishman, Petty. Who's got the goal?
Evan Ferguson.
Evan fucking Ferguson. Big Ev.
Fucking get up them stairs.
Yeah.
What a guy.
What
a fucking guy.
Brilliant. I'm actually delighted that lad has a goal. Because Mitoma assisted him. So, suck on that, Petty.
Ah. After. Fuck, oh well.
I mean, do you have Mitoma?
I do, yeah.
There you go. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
But hopefully the whole show isn't us just reacting to to goals as they go.
I think we should have done a live stream. We'll know for the next time.
I thought of it. The only thing that put me off the live stream is that it actually takes forever to turn into a podcast, because you have to download it, and that takes like 2 hours the way it works on YouTube. Yeah. At least for me. Maybe I'm just doing it arseways. But that's the only thing that put me off doing it. It was the same last week. But so Mings and Pinnock, my hero so far. What about you? I think the McAllister cap, that's obviously a big shout.
Yeah, so I got, he was my captain, McAllister, 14 points. I also had Mitoma, 8 points. Like anyone who had the United fellows, like yourself as well, Rashford and Fernandes was a big letdown. 2 points apiece. The heroes, though, and, you know, it's bittersweet. I had double Newcastle defence. Trippier got me 12 points and Botman 7. And I went for Henry over Pinnock.
There we go.
And I've had fucking no luck with him. Chilwell got a 1-pointer, and you were telling me that off air that a goal was disallowed.
He got a 0-pointer. Sorry to correct you, but he.
So I shown one because the game has started now. We're watching it live. Yes, thank you.
But you did. You had a goal that's loud. I mean, look, we were chatting and I was saying, like, as a non-Chilwell owner, you know, he's probably the player I feared the most this game week. And, you know, we don't know what is left in the Chelsea-Liverpool match and what that's got in store for us. But, yeah, watching him the last couple of game weeks, I mean, how he hasn't got... I don't think he's even got a clean sheet, let alone how he hasn't got an attack in return. You know, because, I mean, goal in the back of net on Saturday, very soft foul given against him, which saw that ruled out. And, I mean, it was super soft. I was delighted with that. But any Chilwell owners, I feel they can be, you know, they can be validated in their grievances. That's what I would say.
I'm kind of happy to have him at the moment anyway. And then the forwards were great. Tony, 9-pointer. He's got another game as well. So let's hope he doesn't get a yellow.
I would have taken just avoiding the yellow in that game. I was like, get through that and play the two matches and we'll just call it even, you know. Yeah, so.
Exactly. So we got that's a bonus actually, just to get him through for the second game. Watkins is now sitting on 13, obviously he scored, so I think he was in 9 points as well. And Harry Kane, 7. I heard we got lucky with the two bonus. There was a bit, I seen a bit of that match, a bit of handbags in that match, wasn't there, Kane? He took a massive right hook.
He took a big right hook to the face. Ah, no. I mean, I think it was ridiculous out of the Doucouré. Fucking deserved red card. But yeah, we got lucky, man. I think from what I was reading, Kane wasn't in the BAPS until Everton scored. And what obviously that then cost Spurs defenders their clean sheets, changed up the BAPS a little bit, and boom, Kane gets 2 bonus. So yeah, I mean, Spurs were, again, the worrying thing out of that match is how poor Spurs were. Like,
yeah, God.
I think anyone hoping for a bit of a new manager bounce with, because I mean, since the last time we Potter has been fired, yeah. Conte has been fired, fucking, I think there's another one, Brendan Rodgers, he's been given these P45, so I mean, there's a lot of shit up in the air, I think, in terms of form and, you know, potential kind of bounce back ability, as Alan Partridge would say. So, I can't remember what the fuck I was, oh, Kane, yeah, anyone that was hoping for... Yeah. Spurs to bounce back, I think they'll be a little disappointed. But I mean, if you look at the fixtures, Paddy, Spurs have, in the next couple, they have a home match against Brighton this week. It's a really tasty home match against Bournemouth in 31, and then a toughie in 32 away to Newcastle, where I think a lot of people will be free hitting, and United and Liverpool. So I mean, once the next two are out of the way, I'll be looking to get rid of Kane. I think it's time to, yeah, I think with the doubles and stuff coming up, which are premium mid options that'll be floating around, the likes of your KDBs and Salahs, Kane's journey in my team might be coming to a brief end. But what matches did you catch this weekend, Betty? Come on.
And just to finish off my team there, I bench boosted this week, and Rea was my clean sheet goalkeeper on my bench. Kane was on my bench 7, and then the Arsenal boys, of course, Saka 1-pointer and Gabriel 2-pointer, and then sold Martinelli. So sitting at the moment with everything the way things are, I'm on 90 points and an overall rank of 75k, I think. My first time inside the top 100k this year, and now I'm going to power on and try and win the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it actually brings me to a question I was kind of pondering before you jumped online. What do you actually think of FPL targets? Like, I know I've had this conversation with Seamus and stuff in the last few years, but I'm not sure I've ever asked you, like, what is your thoughts on just FPL targets in general?
Well, I think I play really for the overall rank, you know, because I think if you focus on that, the mini leagues will sort themselves out. As far as a target goes, I wouldn't be up there as one of the greatest minds like yourself, Jer, but I would probably, my target is always top 100k, and yeah. I've only ever got inside the top 100k once before, and you know, that's not to be picked at either, isn't it? Not because there is quite a lot of players, and it's growing all the time. There's so much content out there now. So I'm quite happy with the top 100k. But now that I'm inside the top 100k, obviously I'm aiming for the top 50k, Jer.
Yeah. So,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I agree with you in the terms of, like, I think the top 100k is nothing to be sniffed at all for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. Top 100k has been a really, really solid year, and I think most people at the start would go, yep, I'll take that. Especially, as you said, just the availability of content now. But I've noticed, just kind of like, I suppose it's not a shock, but the further up you go inside that 100k, the more like unstable it gets, do you know, where like 10 points all of a sudden knocks you down 15, 20k. Do you know the kind of way you're like, oh, shit.
You at the moment, now, I know you don't like speaking about overall ranks midweek, but you're sitting out and fucking an amazing, incredible, what is it, 3K?
In 3.3 or something like that, yeah.
3.3k in the world out of, like, 10 million managers, like, or 10 million teams. That's pretty incredible. And that must be like a PB for you at the moment, is it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's definitely the highest I can remember in forever. Like, I've been playing it a while, and it's like I've never finished inside. I've never got a 4-digit rank. I've come close with a 10k rank, but never a 4-digit. So that's my goal this year, and that's my goal every year, is just to beat what I've done before. Do you know? But I'm saying that, like, I used to have arguments with Seamus about it when he'd say, "Oh, my goal is 10k," and I'd say, "Well, why isn't your goal number one?" Do you know? I'm like, on. But I mean, how does 10k and number one change how you'd approach the game?
Yeah, but yeah, well, fuck's sake. Like, I mean, you know, sure, you may as well have a goal of winning the fucking lotto. Like,
what would you?
You know, every morning you wake up. Like, I'm very optimistic about fucking winning the lotto, considering I don't even buy a ticket.
I'm just saying it doesn't change how you approach it. So why not aim for the highest? You know, why not at least pretend you're deluded? What if I was to tell you that Leicester have just scored?
I wouldn't give a flying flute.
What if I told you it was from a midfielder?
Who is it? But I don't have any Leicester players, but I would...
I'll tell you who it isn't. It's not James Maddison.
No, it's not. Definitely
no,
got
thank
him.
Fuck. It's Harvey Barnes. Harvey Barnes. Anyone
that
took, I know
the
I...
Barnes.
Yeah, the Barnes Brigade. I know Steve, FPL Fairy, I think he took a chance on Barnes this week, so... that's paid off. I would say I'm happy, but I don't know how true it would be. So,
you know what? Do you think there's many that really have Barnes?
No, not at all. I think that's why I'm kind of mildly happy for Steve. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think so. Madison was the main attraction in the Leicester team. Yeah, and Wout Faye's getting an assist tonight. So anyone deluded enough to go towards Leicester's centre backs. They might have also got lucky, but yeah, that's your thoughts on FPL targets. Fair enough, Betty. I was just wondering, you know, were you of that ilk? But yeah, I guess inside 100k. Fair.
Yeah, I guess I am. Like, I want to beat my best, and I'm on target for that this season.
You're damn right, you're on target for that. So tell me, did you watch Liverpool get their arses handed to them by Man City this week?
I didn't see any football this week. I was out and about. I was flat out this week. I had fucking a massive amount of stuff. I was running about after Wayne's all week. But I kind of knew that was going to happen anyway. I had a feeling Liverpool were just going to get battered by a Haalandless.
Were you
Man
tempted
City
by Salah at all?
No, not one bit.
Me neither. But I could see the logic in it. You know, kind of.
But why? What was the logic to have Salah against City?
Well, it's more like they have a double, do you know? So, like, City, like, they have a double. I know it's not a nice double, City and Chelsea, but it's a double. Salah's on penalties. And, you know, he's capable of, as we saw against United, he's capable of, like, a 20-point return, 21-point return in 90 minutes. So, you know, you'd hedge your bets that he could get you a double-digit haul in two games, especially being on pens. And look, he did score. He did score. Didn't start tonight,
though.
Yeah,
no, he did. I think that result against United, though, it didn't make me think Liverpool were back to their best or anything like that. You know, I don't have any Liverpool players on my team at the moment, and I probably won't. You know.
Why not? Have you...
There's a strong possibility that I mightn't. I might have one maybe for the double, but... At the moment, I'm not. They're not in my top five targets.
Well, let me talk to you then about your plans. Like, you tell me if I'm wrong, but you have a bench boost left, I believe, yeah?
No, I have a free hit left.
Free hit, my apologies. We're both on bench
boost. I'm on my bench boost at the moment, yes.
But you have a free hit,
yes. Put away the drugs.
I will not. But have you have you had any thoughts on when you plan to play it?
Well, yeah. Game week 32 seems to be the week that we're looking for the free hit, isn't it? That's the week that we've got a few teams blanking. And I think that's of course, we've got a double in game week 34. So I can start building towards that with peace of mind, knowing that I have a free hit. I can build my perfect team for double game week 34, and I can fucking free hit in 32 and have no worries. Hakuna Matata, Jer.
No, you're bang on. I mean, I think we'll both be kind of approaching it similarly. But the reason I ask is, you know, Liverpool do have a delicious fixture in 32. Home, well, I mean, on paper, it's delicious. Home to Nottingham Forest. Now, obviously, you know, Forest have been, you know, decent enough at their own ground, but they travel really uh-huh. poorly. And Liverpool, you know, they're going to be desperate to climb back a few yeah. points. You know, I don't know how realistic it is to see them, you know, getting top four, but, you know, they're going to keep swinging until the end. And that's the fixture you want. That's when you want your free hit, you know, as in, like, I don't want any Liverpool.
Yeah.
But I'll take a bit of free hit action on 32 for him.
Oh, yeah, but I don't include, you know, like a chip. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really been thinking about Liverpool coming into my team. Like, it's not my real team. It's
yeah,
like,
no, I get you.
It's a bonus round. So, you know what I mean? So I'll fucking definitely have a Liverpool player on my free hit chip. Like, it'd be rude not to.
It would.
And for the free hits, it's just back to, I think I'll be back to just trying to load up on maybe, we were talking about getting rid of Kane there. And I think we need some Man City midfielders, maybe even a little Mahrez in there or KDB or someone.
We actually got a question this evening. It's from @RealDelhi.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Or maybe it's Real Deal. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, but he's asked us two questions. I'll give you the second question.
I know that account.
Who are? I've seen it too myself, but that's why I think it's Real Deal now and not Real Daily. But I think I've been reading it wrong for like 4 years. But who are your top three Man City picks if you are chasing their double? So they're doubling in 34.
Yes.
We've got a nice four game. If you're free hitting in 32, you've got four free transfers between now and then. Top three Man City assets. What are you thinking?
Well, sure. Straight away, Haaland's obvious number one. De Bruyne comes in at number two for me. And then, the third one's the difficult one. Because after their last match, I heard Grealish had the fucking match of his life. But then you don't know if Pep's going to play him again. For some reason, Mahrez seems to be the guy that always pops up for these
doubles. Yeah, yeah.
And then he fucks off again. So, I mean, like,
or he doesn't pop up and he gets 1 point in two fixtures. You know,
yeah,
that's happened
before
too.
But it's, you can, if you can get him in, I don't know. He does seem to do it.
Yeah,
people,
I don't know.
I've seen people have great.
I don't know if KDB is like as nailed at number two as he was, we'll say, you know, pre World Cup even. But
yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, obviously everyone's talking about Grealish. Like, he's on the thumbnail this week. He's probably on everyone's mm-hmm. fucking thumbnail. You know, he had an absolute, he probably had his best performance in the City shirt at the weekend. I think he's gotten something like, is it 4 goals and 7 assists this season? I could look it up, but I think it's something similar to that. He's got, you know, but he does, he's not like fucking, you know, Mr. Return a week. Do you know what I mean? And he is.
No.
If he's playing so well, I think City also, they might have Champions League in around 34. I'm not sure of that. I mean, in and around it, like, if they go through, you know. So you know.
And the money's right for him as well. The money's nice for him.
That's the thing. I think he's currently 6.8, due a price rise this evening. So, I mean, I would be happy to let him, you know, tot up a point, another point, 2.3. I have no problem paying 7 million for him. But I think the question is then, you know, with the likes of KDB, is like, you know, Salah Dublin in 34 alongside KDB.
Yeah, it's big money,
really
have, isn't it?
Yeah, if you include Haaland on top of that, especially if you're holding on to Bruno, which, you know, they're also Dublin in 34. So, I mean, Bruno's going nowhere for me.
And it makes you think, like, is KDB for this big price? Has he got the form to back it up this season, really?
Well, he definitely doesn't have the form. I think his X-Mins are slightly concerning. We've seen him be dropped when City come up and play a team that play five at the back. You know, we've seen him drop KDB and play like an Alvarez up top alongside Haaland or whatever. You know, have a second kind of striker up there. So there is a slight concern, but I don't know. I mean, like, it'll kind of depend on, I think it'll kind of depend on how Liverpool handle the next 4 or 5 game weeks, if you ask me.
Oh, that's a spring.
That is a spring, my friend. Unfortunately, it's the match that neither of us give a flying fuck about. it's Leeds versus Forest. Leeds have just gone 2-1. Ah,
fuck.
Yeah, so Southerns won't be too happy with that one. But yeah, so but I'm with you. I think Haaland's easy, you know, assuming he's fit. Like, that's probably the easiest question you'll ask all season. And then if I was to pick two more, I would probably go with the KDB train and then a City defender. If I wasn't doing that and I wanted to go, like, we'll say Salah and then go Grealish for Man City, I'd still probably be going with the City defenders. Now, it's a bit early yet, but, you know, there's options there. They're relatively cheap. You know, you've got your Nate Nackes. They're kind of nailed on. John Stones looks good at the moment. And they're cheap enough.
Oh. Right. Oh, there's another spring. And before that pops in, here's a question. What about, you know, a lot of people have sold Haaland, you know, for this week. And now, and it was kind of, the decision was made quite easy for us all in the end because he got injured. But what about now? Do you think we buy him back? Obviously, certainly we have to wait for press conferences and things, but do you think that he's going to start the match against Southampton, a particularly probably easy game? No offense, Southampton. But, you know, if he's just coming off an injury, do you think he's going to go thrown into that game, or will he get a few minutes?
That's the positive, or that's the downside of, you know, getting to breathe easy this weekend, knowing that he wasn't around, and you can't help but think that he would have absolutely destroyed Liverpool if he was playing at the weekend, considering how poor they looked in the second half.
Yeah.
But I think if he's confirmed fit, it's probably better off to just get it out of the way. If there's a doubt, and the likes of Ivan Toney picks up that second yellow, which I suspect he will against United. Then I think it becomes a little bit more difficult. Do you get me? Or like, we'll say like Toney doesn't pick up that yellow, and he's playing. He's got a nice home fixture against Newcastle. Like, I'd have no problem playing Toney against Newcastle, but, you know, if Salah's or if Haaland's all automatically confirmed in, then I don't know. You'd feel like a right chump if you kind of say, if you decided to wait a week longer. And it's that home match against Leicester. It's that home match against Leicester in 31. Like, that looks tasty.
It does. You see, some people maybe will be in the same boat as me. I don't have Haaland at the moment. I would love to have Haaland for Southampton. I have Toney. For me to get to Haaland for Southampton, it's a -4, but a -4 that could be repaid in dividends. And again, then I'm like, if Toney gets the yellow card, that just makes my -4 a wee bit easier anyway.
That's the thing. And I said it to you anyway, like, you didn't take a hit this week. A lot of managers took a hit this week. Most.
Yeah, that will be, yeah, exactly.
I'd say the average was at least a 3 or 4 point hit, or, you know, deduction this week. I saw a lot of -8s floating around. And you didn't take a hit, so, you know, you're laughing.
No. I was happy. So I have a hit banked for next week if I need it.
You do. We'll look a little bit ahead to game week 30. We won't focus on it too long because there's still a bit of action to go this week. We're going to have no league update because, you know, it's mid-game week and it seems kind of redundant. But I will say, I have moved up to number 2 in the podcast mini league, Petty.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to get away with another year without having to give a prize to anyone. That would be fucking savage, you know. So we'll skip that this week. But game week 30, Petty, have you thought about your captain?
Game week 30. Well, I mean, let's go back to Haaland. At the moment, if I am looking at game week 30, my captaincy would probably be on, oh Jesus, it's a tasty one. It has to be one of the United boys, probably Rashford, for me at the moment, looking at my team.
Did you say you did? You said you didn't watch the match on Sunday.
No, I know, but Everton, like, I mean, I think United should put Everton away. I can't really depend on Kane because they're playing Brighton. I think Brighton are good. And I can't really depend. Maybe I couldn't do it in a Brighton, lads, against Tottenham either. Just would feel dirty.
Yeah.
And then Arsenal are playing Liverpool. So, I mean, there's not really a standout captaincy there, is there? So, I mean, maybe Watkins against Nottingham Forest, but that's like a real ballsy outside the box one, isn't it? And
I do love that shout, though.
Yeah, it is tasty. It is tasty.
It's tasty. Yeah.
So it's probably, at the moment, it's between Rashford and Watkins.
and obviously Haaland then will throw you a curveball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As soon as Tony gets booked and in the United game.
So assuming Haaland is confirmed to be back on back in the squad for the weekend, would Rashford playing at 12:30 on Saturday put you off?
If Haaland is deemed fit, he's my captain.
Just that's it, fact. Don't care about the minutes.
Yeah, I don't care. If Haaland's going to play the game,
yeah,
Haaland's the captain.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that's it.
I think we saw what he did there in the last couple of weeks with like 60-minute cameos, 50-minute cameos, you know.
Yeah, he only needs... It only takes a second to score.
No, you're 100% right. And any other thoughts before we wrap up, Petty? Oh, actually, I do have the first part of that question that I never got around to from Real Deal. He has asked... this is an interesting one, considering we're both alcoholics. he says... He says local US beer distributor has Sullivan Brewing Company Irish Gold. That's a can. He's bought it, right, and he finds it to be fantastic. Are there any other beers you'd recommend?
Well, first of all, I've never had that beer.
No, me neither.
Have you ever had that beer?
No, I haven't. I did Google it, and it's made from some crow down in Kilkenny, so I'm assuming. Like Kilkenny's a decent place for beers.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
Kilkenny's got good beers, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, right. I'm likening it to like a lager version of Smittix, I would say.
Okay, okay. Mm. And what was the other part of the question?
Just, is there any beers you'd recommend?
Oh, right, okay. So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, as I said, like Kilkenny's a decent place, so looking up that Sullivan Brewing Company, they seem to have a red ale. So I mean, if they have options, Real Deal, I would I'd be looking at their red ale, because it's kind of what Kilkenny's, mm-hmm. you know, what their jam is, and try the red ale. But if you're looking for something outside of that place, I guess you'd have to go Kinnegar, Petty. You know, a group.
I was just going to say Kinnegar, that's where I was going. Craftcentral.ie, is that it?
That's the name of the website.
The website.
I don't know if they
deliver some amazing. Do they not?
I don't know if this guy. He says local US beer distributor, so I'm assuming he's from the US. So I don't think Craft Central sent it.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
So Yankee Doodle
Dandy. It'll be hard for me to get Kinnegar, but if there are any other ones over there that would be.
Sure, you'd post them over. You'd post them over at Ricky Ken's, Betty. You're minted.
Just send me over your bank details there.
And your address and your mother's maiden name.
And and your dog's name, and I'll send you over a couple. No bother at all.
Yeah.
Cheers, lad.
But yeah, I think we need to work on getting them to sponsor us next year, Paddy.
Kinnegar, yeah, like, we will.
You've done it before. Surely you have someone you can blackmail.
I have a few things on a few of the lads down there, all right. I could sort it out.
We might not be able to open the show by talking about dick sizes, though. It might be poor for business. So we'll just edit.
We'll never sell out.
You said a bang on the money. All right, Paddy. Let's get to the second half of Liverpool and Chelsea. I think it's still nil-nil. So Chilwell owners, you know, you've only got another 50 minutes to go before you can celebrate a clean sheet. Tell me where. You can be found on the social, Paddy.
You can get me on Twitter at @FPLViking_. You can get me on Instagram at @TheVikingDippers. And you can get me on TikTok, The Caffey Fella. But also, I would like you to please check out Game Week 39. It's on Twitter at Game Week 39. It's a charity football match between the North and the South. I finally have been unveiled as a midfielder this year in the Gaffer game. There's an actual fantasy football game for one day only. It's the North versus South. I'm a 6.5 midfielder. Jer, will you have me on your team? Of course you will.
Easy. It's perfect.
No
value.
Brainer. Yeah, captain. And it's going to be an absolute fucking great, great game. And it's for a fantastic charity. It's for Street Child United. Using the power of sports, Jer, to bring children from the streets, you know, up to the top. So
how much are you getting paid for your appearance?
I can't. That's well, we just split all the charity money that we're pretending we're taking in. We'll just divide that up then. Yeah. Go to the pub.
Divvy it up.
Divvy it up. Don't know yet. Depends how many tickets we sell. We off air now, are we? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up 10 minutes ago.
Good man. Yeah. Getting a couple of bob out. So check out 39 for the tickets. And if you even if you can't make it, you can still donate. You know.
Yep, 100%. I know I've thrown a few bob last year. I'll throw in a few bob this year. And, you know, maybe someday I'll get over and see you, you know, strutting your 6.5 million stuff, Paddy. But we'll be including links in the description on YouTube and Spotify. So, yeah, if you want to find out more, just go down below. If you want to check us out, you can find us on Twitter at FPL Hangover. If you want to send us an email, say that's your thing, it's fplhangover@gmail.com. If you enjoyed what you heard this evening, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button, tell a friend, share it out. It helps a lot. Paddy, have you any final words for the millions before you leave us for another week?
Have a lovely Wednesday evening.
Perfect. Most importantly, God bless.